This country's infectious disease specialist and member of the COVID-19 task force, Dr. Gerald Thompson, believes that misinformation is a significant contributor to the existing vaccine hesitancy in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. He is, however, optimistic that there will be an uptick in the amount of people getting vaccinated.
As a medical doctor, I firmly believe that even though it has been slow, I really have that faith that our hesitant side of the population are going to come forward. They may need some nudges, but I believe that everybody has to double their effort. And each individual, if one individual could talk to two, and some persons talk to nine, maybe we could have a special thing for people who get nine people to vaccinate. This is the way in which we're going to get over this pandemic. And so I am really proud of the Ministry of Health, the work they're doing at the borders, at the airport, in keeping St. Vincent and the Grenadines safe. Because without that, we might be overwhelmed like the BVI in Trinidad and so forth.
Infectious disease specialist and member of the COVID-19 task force, Dr. Gerald Thompson. Meanwhile, St. Vincent and the Grenadines on Thursday, August 12th, received the first tranche of 17,550 doses of the Pfizer vaccine donated by the United States government through the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. The donation follows months of discussions between the United States Department of Health and Human Services, Pfizer, and the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CAFA, and the CARICOM Secretariat. The second tranche, another 17,550 doses, is expected to arrive today. Regionally, health officials in Grenada are concerned that a cluster of COVID-19 cases identified following the holding of an illegal house party with a mixture of returning nationals and locals. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Sean Charles says from what they have seen, they are concerned that it is the Delta variant that may be circulating in the Grenada population. Internationally, U.S. health officials have recommended all Americans get their COVID-19 booster shots to shore up their protection amid the surging Delta variant, and evidence that the vaccine's effectiveness is falling. The plan is outlined by the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and other top authorities, calls for an extra dose 8 months after people get their second shot of the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine. The doses could begin the week of September 20th. I'm Colvin Harry with today's COVID-19 update.